Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yes. Let's hear it.
Your love is fading.
Now it's Jason and John's producer Brad sucks at sports gambling segment.
Brad, you suck at this.
My man Carson is the worst gambler I've ever heard, bro.
It's time to fade Brad. Fade Brad on 92.9.
I love the Kanye.
Excellent.
Yeah, I love the Kanye. Perfect.
I'm trying to get it going.
Make it a little
Your
more official.
Love is fate.
Have you seen that video?
Ooh. No. Who's in it? Is that Teyana Taylor? I mean, you have a type, don't you?
All I said was, have you seen
no,
the video?
No, but you have a type. Who are you coming here talking about? Rakia Jackson. Now you're talking about Teyana Taylor.
But have you seen the video? It's all I said.
No, I mean, we know.
Anyway, that was a great intro, Brad.
Thank you.
And it certainly makes this feel so official.
We even had some drops in there. I'm trying to up the game here.
Now, listen, Jason's going to prison for a long time. We got to let him get his rocks off. There's no doubt. Before that court
stop.
Date. No, his court
he
date's
has
in
good
July.
Taste.
His court date's in July. It's bearing down on
rolling
us.
Rolling a stop sign. My God.
All right. So here's the deal. Here's how this works. Brad, notorious bad sports bettor. I don't make the rules. It's
high
just the
limits.
Way it goes. Nosebleed limits, one would say.
We're trying to get to Jonte Porter type.
Exactly right. Exactly. And maybe by the end of the playoffs, we can get there. But the way it works is the worse you are at gambling, the bigger your limits are. And Brad has the most of anybody, I would dare say, on this station. So if you faded him for night one of the play-in, you went 2-0, we're going to go through the play-in games tonight. We have four games on Saturday and then two games on Sunday. Brad, you're going to make a pick for each of these games.
Yep.
And you can give us as lengthy or as little an elaboration as possible. You are under no pressure to expound if you don't have anything. But let's start with the first game of the night. Bulls Heat. We're going to call this Miami Heat -1.5.
We're going with the Heat -1.5. We're going to get right to the beginning of the bet and then a slight explanation here. As we know, I have some research on these, but basically, the problem is Jimmy Butler is out. They will solve it by just being a better basketball team, by Heat culture, by Tyler Hero. All right? I know you got Ayo Dosunmu. We just talked about that in the last hour. But the Heat culture prevails. Give me Heat in game one, -1.5.
Oh, man. Kiss of death for Miami.
It is. It is. So he has weighed in. He has taken the
-1.5.
Yes. All right.
I'm writing these down.
Are you taking
these? Okay. The record. Thank you. Because right. I kind of scatterbrain here.
I got it.
Pelicans. We're gonna say they are. We're gonna say this is a pick. We're gonna call this a pick. I don't know what
is
number
it right
do you
now
have.
Though.
What number do you have?
I thought it was 1.5.
-1 Pelicans.
Now,
okay,
now that's not my pick yet. I got to kind of
okay. -1 New Orleans Pelicans hosting the Kings.
So a lot of the experts really, really, really like the Kings because of the injury situation with Zion Williamson. That is the elephant in the room, literally. Okay, but I think. CJ McCollum's out too, right?
No, CJ's in.
Is he going to be playing?
Yeah, CJ's
playing
in for the Pelicans.
He's just been playing poorly, but he's in.
Playing poorly is
not
good.
He was out at the end. They played him off the floor.
That's basically a problem. You know, I'm just going to riff here a little bit. I'm going to go with the experts and go with the Kings then. Because, I mean, I hate the freaking Pelicans, first of all, because there's the Pelicans. Like, who came up with that mascot?
So we got Kings +1 here?
We're going Kings +1. That I kind of flipped around on that one, but I would go Kings +1.
This is
you
what makes
seem
you
unsure, but that's apparently it's worked.
This is what makes you such a horrible gambler.
It's a very spur of the moment. Yeah. I not a lot of
you
research.
You seem to have really no idea.
I was out.
Not on that one.
I was at freaking Gagliano Field till 10:30 last night.
Who's playing again? CJ McCollum out.
I got to get an injury report.
No, this is why this segment is so valuable.
It's perfect.
Because you have no idea who's in the
way. I'm being Vincent. I'm laying down money, and I've done things like this. $5, that's it.
You don't need to be self-conscious.
And we know because of your limits, you lost the bet.
I'm doing it responsible. Like, Jeff has those ads about the gaming clinic at the university. Your alma mater has a place to help recovery. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't have to have that because I know my limits. $5, $10. I'm not going to bet $33,000.
Right. Well, of course not. But, but if you fade, if someone fading, you should. But
so, yeah. Kings plus one.
Yeah. Okay. So, before we go further, I want to stipulate this.
Thank you.
You don't need to feel self-conscious.
I just told him there's no pressure.
Trying to be an expert.
All right.
You're not an expert.
And that's the key
here. And I'm not trying to lose either. That's the other problem with this. I might just instinctively be crappy at this.
Respect that. But you are not.
Dig deep within your and be yourself.
You are not supposed to sound like Joe Fortenbaugh. Right?
That's fair. Well, and that's why the explanations lack substance, which kind of sucks about the bit.
Understand, and I think people listening will understand this, you actually changed the pick mid-sentence.
And it actually makes the bit good, because if you had backed up information, then it would be a Chernoff or a Fortenbaugh segment.
Just like you and Jeff workshop.
That's why this is great.
It's like you and Jeff in the middle of Jeff's show. You workshop the show between breaks. We're doing the same thing live on the air.
No, and again, that's...
So you don't need to sound like an expert, and you don't need to be...
So here, let's recap.
As John says, I'm conscious about it.
Tonight's play-in games. Heat, -1.5. Heat culture will prevail. Second game, I am going with the experts who, on ESPN, their little website, in the minute and a half I looked at it, looks like Kings tonight plus one.
Okay, there you have it.
Okay, we want to go to the other games here?
Yeah, real quick, I will say...
Your picks.
I made two bets tonight.
Okay.
Do I feel better about my bets, or do I feel worse about my
bets?
Please,
yeah,
that's the question.
That's what I want to know.
I am...
He's with you on Kings.
With him on the Heat.
Really?
Whoa! I am with him on the Heat.
Whoa!
Sorry. I am.
And what is your reasoning?
Sorry. Heat culture and Kevin Love.
Spo?
Yes.
And the frigging Kevin Love.
That zone. I saw that zone against Philadelphia. It's going to be the same. You said it. Io and Kobe White are not going to have that kind of game again.
I guarantee it.
And so I think that's going to be a hard night for Chicago. But I am opposite of you on the Kings. I'm on the Pelicans. And I'm going to tell you why I'm on the Pelicans.
Yes.
CJ McCollum. In their four meetings this year, obviously the Pelicans won every game. CJ has absolutely torched everybody the Kings have put on him. I actually say this is why. You know, it can't be my segment because I do too much research. It sounds
you're informed.
Legit, unfortunately. But CJ McCollum against De'Aaron Fox shooting 62%.
Dang.
Against Keon Ellis.
Oh wow.
56%.
Well, this is informed.
Against Davion Mitchell, 75%.
How are we shooting 75% against Davion Mitchell? That's supposed to be what we do. We defend.
Exactly. CJ McCollum.
He eats them up.
He destroys them. They're at home tonight. I think Brandon Ingram, third game back. Zion and Brandon Ingram don't work well together. I think Brandon's going to be freed up a little bit. I think the Pelicans are built to defend the Kings a lot better than they are, for example, to defend the Lakers. They go bigger.
Right.
You can put Herb on De'Aaron Fox.
That logic.
You know, and everybody on the Lakers is huge.
Yeah.
You know, and that's where they kind of struggle. So you can get away with putting Trey Murphy on Harrison Barnes. They're sort of the same size, right? JV always gives Sabonis a hard time. So I think Willie Green and the Pelicans. I also think there's an element of we just knocked off the Warriors. We finally did it.
Yep.
So I think there's like an emotional letdown, so to speak, right? That could be at play here. I'm factoring in. So I am opposite of you on one, and I'm not with you, or I am with you on the Heat. So I don't feel
could
great.
Be, yeah, could be.
But I think generally speaking, you're going to go 1-1.
Okay.
And any two game sample. All right, let's move on. I have not made any bets this weekend, so... Oh, actually, I'll take that back. I made one. I made one this weekend, damn it!
You want to start with Orlando?
We shall see. Let's work in order. Is it Orlando? Are they
Orlando,
the first one?
Cavs. Yeah. That's Saturday 12:10 game.
Okay, that's Cleveland -4.5.
Yeah, we're going with Cleveland. Magic, awesome. Had a terrific record. Away, they are 18-23 on the year. I'm looking at it right here. This isn't right in front of me.
This is great.
That's
great insight.
It's like he's learning it as we speak.
This is awesome.
I am learning it as we speak.
I'm looking at the record.
Yes. I'm looking right at the record.
There it is. He's getting one over on the books.
And I know you're who's your Let It Fly client that plays for the Orlando?
Paolo, the rookie of the year.
Paolo Banchero. Yes, awesome. Bickerstaff coaches for the Cavs, am I correct?
Yep. Yes. Are you making a case for the Cavs or the Magic?
Yeah, that's a fair point. He kind of sucked for the Grizzlies.
Yeah, you seem to be making a
pointing out things about both teams.
I'm trying to have a little nuance here. I'm going with Cavs, though. Magic, it's too early. They're not ready yet.
Yeah,
so even in game one. And you kind of need to get game one if you're the Cavs at home.
That was like a standard sort of lesson, right? It was like J.B. Bickerstaff, Cavs coach, Paolo Banchero, Magic player.
Yeah, that was a bullet point.
That's how we were sort of instructed.
That was a piss poor start.
Standard. Okay, but no, Cleveland minus four
and
a half.
So we're going Cleveland minus four
and a half. You think they take game one at home?
I do.
I have no problems with that.
I also lend, like, the home team, you kind of do need to grab at that game one. So
absolutely.
I sort of lean that way
a lot.
Yeah,
mess around and win that
one. Let's go to the 240 game, which is the Suns and the Timberwolves. Same thing here, only it's the away team that I'm rolling with because of the experience factor. We're going Suns plus two. I hate the Timberwolves as well, so there's a little gut instinct there. But we saw what happened with the Grizzlies last year. You know, you at home, on the road. Suns plus two, game one of their series with the Timberwolves.
Okay, so again, like if somebody pulled me outside and they said, what is Brad's handicap on the Suns Timberwolves? I have no earthly idea, nor do I think he does. I mean, did you hear anything in terms of like why he thinks the Suns will? Okay, but
more experience.
Well, I know they got David Roddy now, but he's not exactly their good love secret weapon.
David Roddy.
I heard more experience with Suns.
Okay,
but they have a bunch of a bunch of players, and I love Devin Booker.
Okay, that now we're getting into.
If we want to talk players,
yeah.
But I will say, the Timberwolves have taken a big step forward with their stars.
Ant-Man
is friggin' amazing.
Yes.
However, I'm rolling with Devin Booker. I am rolling with Kevin healed up Durant. Is Bradley Beal healthy? I think
he is. He's good.
We got stars. We got Grayson Allen. We got a shooter. We got a bench loaded with people.
Now we're talking. Suns plus two is the bet.
That's it. So that's, I don't want to overtalk it.
No, I think that's fine.
Talk myself out of it. We're going with the Suns plus two. All right, next, 5 o'clock, third game on Saturday, Sixers, Knicks. You guys know I'm a Tyrese Maxey guy. Love Tyrese Maxey. I realize Embiid is hurt. Haven't studied the Knicks a lot, so that's a problem in this betting thing here. So
yes.
If I were really good at this, probably would have researched them a little more. Having said that, we're going with the 76ers and Tyrese Maxey plus three for game one because you got to steal one on the road to get this thing done.
Is it plus three?
It is plus three.
Plus three,
that's
Sixers.
That's the right number.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes, and I like the amount of points you're getting,
yeah.
too.
Yeah. So, okay, so 76ers. Sixers plus three.
I actually like that bet.
Yeah, I do too.
Wow, that's a problem.
I think that I there are some sharp people I respect that are on the 76ers here. And also now you. So
Might be getting sharper through this exercise.
Hey, you can get better. You can get better if you do it.
But
we don't want that.
But yes, we need you to be horrible.
Yes, sir. Finally, this is a 4-pack of games tomorrow. This is at 7:40. Lakers and Denver. This is the one with the largest spread here.
Of the day, correct.
Yeah. Lakers really would love to get this one, and that's a big number. So I think Denver wins. Well, nah.
He's rubbing his lips.
I think Denver wins the game. I think Denver wins the game.
Okay. Who are you picking against the spread?
I get the feeling you
Lakers
want Lakers plus
seven.
Lakers plus seven.
Denver wins the game. Margin of victory will be within the number, Lakers plus seven.
Okay, well, that is the bet I've made this weekend.
What the heck is going on around here? You had Lakers plus seven?
I have Lakers plus 7.5.
What I'm looking at right now.
Yeah, I got Lakers plus 7.5. But we could use 7.5 as a consensus. I'm fine with that.
All right.
And the reason why I think this is because this is actually the same exact spread of game one in the Western Conference Finals a year ago. It was Denver minus 7. And I would say two things. One, the Denver Nuggets are not as good as they were a year ago. I think they're a tick worse. I think they're, you know, because their bench is a little less dependable. You know, Bruce Brown isn't on the team anymore. I also think that the Lakers, from a narrative standpoint, have been stewing about that sweep
I'm sure.
I mean, they don't forget that Mike Malone was at the parade saying that he was the Lakers' daddy.
Yep.
Right? And LeBron is, you know, in terms of narrative, I think you're going to get a kitchen sink type game.
Yep.
Game one. They've been resting. They've had some days here after winning the first game of that play-in. So I think that's too many points. I could be wrong, but I think that's too many points.
If you want to watch them, the first three are on ESPN. That nightcap is on ABC.
Yeah, so, okay, so just to recap, on Saturday, Brad has the Sixers plus three,
yep,
the Cavs minus 4.5, the Lakers plus 7.5, and the Suns plus 2. And then moving to Sunday.
Oh, boy.
Let's start with the Mavs and Clippers. What are we going to call this one, 2? We going to call this one 2 or 1.5?
Mavs, Clippers, FanDuel's got it at 2.
Okay, so let's call it Mavs, Clippers, Mavs minus 2.
This is the least educated one I have on my board, by the way, because I've not paid as much attention as I'd like to either one of these teams. Having said that, because you're trying to pick against me, really, is where we're going with this.
Fade Brad.
I hate the Clippers. I've hated them since the grit and grind era. I like Luka Doncic. The guy just seems to win games by himself. You've been nicked up, Clippers. Your lineup's been all over the place. So give me the Mavericks minus 2 on the road to start, and they're going to pull out that first game to get this thing started against the Clippers.
All right, and then finally, Pacers-Bucks.
Pacers-Bucks, I'm with the Pacers. I don't like the Bucks at all in this series, and I don't like them to get the first game. I think Indy, again, on the stealing game one theory, I think this is a stolen game on the road. You know, you're nicked up. Bucks have a lot of issues. I think they've sort of just gotten by. So give me, and they got points here. So it's Indy plus 1.5, or I'm sorry,
minus 1.5. You're laying. You're laying.
Yeah, I don't like that. Damn.
Yeah, Indy's favored.
Indy is favored. Well, it makes me feel even better about it.
They were kind of going with what you said.
There you go.
Okay.
Pacers minus 1.5. Give me Indy.
Okay, so.
Oh, I feel good about you losing that one.
So I will say, I think
you caught your rhythm again at the
end.
Yeah.
I agree completely. I think Sunday is the prime fade. I think the Clippers and the Bucks both win those games at home.
Good job, Brad.
But again, just to recap for those who are just tuning in, the idea is to, whatever Brad says, do the opposite. So starting with tonight, he's got the Kings plus 1. He's got the Heat minus 1.5.
Yep.
Tomorrow, he has the 76ers plus 3, the Cavs minus 4.5, the Lakers plus 7.5, and the Suns plus 2.
Yep.
On Sunday, he has the Dallas Mavericks minus 2 and the Indiana Pacers minus 1.5. We are going to track this, and I think the value will sort of reveal itself. I'm a little worried. I think you're going to have a losing record,
yeah,
but I think it's going to be like within a game or two, right? It's not going to be, but again, still profitable for the person who is on the other side. I'm curious to know if anybody is actually going to do this. If anybody's going to just fade you every game, every step of the way, you know.
If it does what he did last time out,
you need to think
about it.
Now, which of his picks do you think he could win?
The Lakers plus 7.5. For everything that you all said on that one. Now, there were a couple of them that I thought, okay, he's trying to really pick them here. So that there was one other one.
Sixers
plus 3. Yeah.
Yep.
Those two are going to come through for us there.
Now, let me be clear. These are my honest picks. I'm just not good at this.
But that's what we want. And then we found out that honesty, led us right where we wanted to be last time.
Yes.
And so,
yes.
Listen, honest. Just trust it. Trust the process.
I think he could win
trust
Heat.
Trust Brad's process.
Intuitive.
I think he could win Heat.
And trust
to
fade it.
But yes, I think if we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, I think 3 and 5 is very much in the cards for you.
Yeah.
And again,
that's a winner.
That's a winner for the
audience.
Winner
in the books.
There's no question.
Yeah,
so
if you're going against that.
We'll do this every day throughout the playoffs that we have games, and it's just going to be it'll be a fun sort of thing to track, right? You have a whole 2-month sample size of how poor Brad is as a bettor, and maybe you benefit. Maybe you, the listener, get
absolutely
a chance to win.
Take
off
advantage
of that. All right, we'll come back. Got some NFL draft stuff, including maybe a little bit of a back and forth at number 2. Is it Drake May? Is it Jaden Daniels? Lots of movement. We'll get into that when we come back. Jason and John, 92.5 ESPN.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.